when you focus on the breath, as John Suede used to say, remind yourself, you're doing high-level work here, the work of the religion, the work of the Dhamma. So have some respect for your meditation, have some respect for your concentration. One of the passages we chant often is one who sees danger and respects being heedful. One has respect for concentration. You have to be heedful. The fact that the mind needs a center to center in and be quiet. So when you're with the breath and some other thought comes along, don't just drop the breath and run off with it. Have some respect for the breath, because it's going to be your foundation. Have some respect for the stillness in your own mind. And try to maintain this, not only when you're sitting here with your eyes closed, but as you go through the day. When you open your mouth to say something, if you've been in jhana, you're out. So you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? And there will be times when it's worth it, but not as often as we usually speak. And when you're sitting with your eyes closed, and other thoughts come into the mind, again, have some respect for the breath. We're way too interested in our thoughts. We give too much respect to our thinking and not enough to stillness. So have some respect for your stillness and for the stillness of others. When you're speaking to other people, remember, silence is golden. And your words have to have some better worth than that if you're going to say them. Think in those terms. Know that when you're talking, but as you go through the day, try to be quiet. We have a problem here that the buildings seem to be designed to reverberate noise. A door slams shut, this noise, that noise, it reverberates a lot. So try to be quiet with these things. Be mindful. Other people are trying to be quiet. Respect their quiet. When you have respect for your concentration and their concentration, there are very few issues. And you have a chance to see your own mind a lot better. Because when the mind is still, it's like water that's still. You look down into the water and it's clear. You can see what's going on inside the water. If it's stirred around, it's like water that has dirt at the bottom. When you stir it around, the whole body of water gets muddy. You can't see anything at all. So have some respect for the still mind. And learn to have a jaundiced eye toward your thoughts, your opinions. We think way too much of our opinions. And they're just that, opinions. And they're useful in some cases, but a lot of times you go through the day just rehearsing your opinions to yourself. To what purpose? Just to satisfy yourself that you're a better judge of things than other people, maybe, or whatever. Ask yourself, why? Why do you have so much respect for your thoughts and so little respect for your concentration? When you can think in these terms, you respect your concentration, you respect the concentration of others. There's a lot to be learned, a lot that can be learned, that you won't learn any other way.